Hi, I'm Bonnie. Welcome to the sixth season of this podcast, Make Joy Normal. With my co-hosts, Elizabeth and Christina, and our guests, we hope to support you while you seek joy in your daily walk. Please review, like, or share this podcast if it's helped you to make joy normal in your own life. I'd like to talk today about expectations. And first of all, for all of those with little kids, of course, your expectation is that you get to sleep, and then you don't get to sleep. But then your kids get to be teenagers, and you will be waking them up at 9:30 or 10 o'clock and saying, hey guys, you know, you got to get up now. And you can't believe that your kids would sleep so long, same kids who woke up at 5:30 every morning for the first 5 years of their life. So things change, and our expectations have to be realistic. Here's one expectation that I think is really common, and that's that we expect our kids to know things and remember things that we teach them. Okay. I'd like to read something to you from this little book, Homeschooling Simplified What Matters Most. It seems to go without saying, but how often do we find ourselves feeling agitated because our child doesn't understand the information being presented? Okay. They don't get what we're teaching them, and we get frustrated by that, which is really funny because we've taken on the task of homeschooling our kids, and we're irritated when they are having a hard time learning something, right? But we're not teaching them stuff they already know. We are teaching them stuff they don't know, okay? You know, it could be sort of compared with something like, you know, our six-month-old who can't walk yet, for us saying, you know, what's the matter with you? Like, you haven't walked yet. What's going on there? You know, and us becoming frustrated because they haven't walked yet. It seems so silly, but it's just part of the process of learning. Sometimes it's developmental, and sometimes it's because information hasn't been presented to them. So we have this expectation that they are going to instantly know things that we teach them, right? Or instantly understand them. This is the classic workbook problem, okay? I'm not a big fan of workbooks, not because I think workbooks are inherently evil, because they're not. What happens is we get stressed out when the kid doesn't fit the workbook because we think there's something, you know, must be something wrong with them. You know, it's possible that the workbook just doesn't match their learning pattern, and that's, in most cases, that's what the issue is. You know, it's perfectly okay to tear pages out and do them individually as you understand your child needs to be challenged in this particular area. Some pages are interesting, some pages are fun, some pages are too easy, some are boring, difficult, frustrating. The problem isn't actually with the workbook itself. The problem is that we have an expectation that the child is going to follow along kind of neatly in the workbook, and that never happens. The child doesn't fit the workbook, therefore we become concerned because we think that there's this sort of archetypal child that the workbook is based on and written for, and so our child isn't fitting that pattern, and so what's wrong with the child, right? And of course, if we go back to the idea of the child who's learning to walk, we would never be flipping through a book saying, okay, what are they going to do today? Well, today they're going to, you know, push themselves up with their hands and grab onto the furniture. And, you know, they're 6 months and 29 days old, and therefore they should be starting to grab the furniture and pull themselves up on it. We would never do that. And the older they get, the broader the range is that we can expect, right? Some kids read at 3 or 4, some kids read at 12, right? And that's a developmental thing. It's just there. So when we want to squeeze the child into the book, and if it doesn't work, it causes strife between us and our child, right? We don't want strife between us and our child because you can't learn in strife. It's not possible. So we tend to use a workbook as some sort of measuring stick, okay? Something that creates our expectations. You know, our expectation should be that we are going to teach our child to attend when they're small, just a few minutes at a time, and ideally, build on that little bit of attendance and a little bit of knowledge that we give them every day. That should be our expectation. Our expectation of ourselves should be that we should be nice. So it should not be about what our child should know compared with what some other child knows. So this disparity between reality and expectations causes us to worry, right? So that's kind of why I'm anti-workbook, because it creates expectations. If we can take the measuring sticks and the expectations of performance out of the picture, then joy and the relationship become the focal point of learning. Joy should be the focal point, okay? We can use teaching as an opportunity to build up our relationship with our kids, not to tear it down. And a lot of people are in that situation regularly that, okay, we're going to do our school now, and it kind of tears down the relationship, and then they have to rebuild it. School, learning, teaching can actually be an opportunity to grow the relationship and make the relationship positive, to be one of the moments we build the relationship. Not using workbooks and looking instead to what skills the child has and what they need to develop works in favor of the relationship. So just for a moment before I wrap up here, consider times in your own life as a child and as an adult when you were learning something new. It doesn't matter what, how to operate your new stove, new program on your computer, new job skill, how to knit, how to drive a car. It doesn't matter. You're learning something new. And you might have chosen to learn it, or you might have been required to learn it. It doesn't matter. You know, sometimes our child chooses to learn a thing. Sometimes they are required by you or, you know, the powers that be that they need to know a certain thing. It's really hard to learn if someone's getting frustrated with you. Right? If you had a driving instructor who was saying, what kind of idiot are you? Right? Didn't you see that stop sign? You just blew a stop sign. For Pete's sake, we've been through this 100 times. Right? But it is sometimes what we do with our kids. Right? It's really hard to learn if someone's yelling at you. So I recommend not yelling if you're trying to teach your child something.